VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. 3 days of national mourning have begun in Mozambique after one of the most destructive storms to strike southern Africa in decades killed hundreds of people. The cyclone had sustained winds of up to 170 kilometers per hour. It hit Mozambique's port city of Beira last Thursday before sweeping inland to Zimbabwe and Malawi. Forecasters predict more torrential rains through Thursday, and they say floodwaters are still rising. Aid groups are trying to transport essential groups to desperate survivors. United Nations judges have increased the sentence for the Bosnian ex-leader Radovan Karadzic to life. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Karadzic's sentence for genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity had been 40 years and has now risen to life. The former Bosnian strongman will likely spend the rest of his life behind bars. One of the judges said the earlier sentence underestimated the extraordinary gravity of Karadzic's responsibility and his integral participation in the crimes. Karadzic has vowed to continue to fight to clear his name. Applause broke out in the public gallery as the judge passed the new sentence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As New Zealand police continue to work with families to positively identify those killed in last Friday's attack at two mosques in Christchurch, members of the community buried their dead Wednesday and tried to press forward with their lives. Two of the victims were laid to rest in Memorial Park Cemetery on Wednesday. The New Zealand Police Commissioner said, as of Tuesday night, 21 of those victims have been formally identified and were being made available to release to their loved ones. Hundreds gathered for memorial services. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special